I tell you, man, what a year it has been. And it's not even over yet, but we're like 2 weeks away from American Thanksgiving, so the year is racing to an end, and in that, we get to look back on all the video games we've gotten this year, all the movies and television shows, and we start to say what was good and what was bad. And Jiminy Christmas, there was significantly more bad than there was good. 2024 featured television shows that crippled franchises, $200 million video game flops every single month, and a film box office that is so reliant on sequels for 30-year-old film properties, we may never see an original idea again. The entertainment access media has been exposed for being extremely corrupt. Mainstream award shows are all rigged and bought by the buyer with the largest checkbook, and review aggregate sites have made it a little more difficult for customers to voice their negative reviews on mainstream sloppy products. But what does this all mean, and where are we supposed to go from here? These are the questions I wish more people were asking. Well, I certainly am, so let's talk about it. Hello, my friends, and welcome to The Pondering. I am the real-life fake wizard. If this video brings you any value at all, I invite you to subscribe to this channel, where we're posting new videos just as much as we can. Get off my ass. If you're someone who watches this channel often, you'll know I usually approach topics and controversy with a message about how entertainment media corporations are corrupt and have an absolute disgust for the general audience. Companies no longer care about satisfying general audiences or trying to put out the best product they can. Products made today are to satisfy the morals and ideals of the creative teams making the products, to which they then expect general audiences to just buy games or movies simply for the sake that they were created. Developers expect you to shell out $70 a pop for AAA games simply because they made them. In fact, many games aren't even made for customers anymore at all. They're made to get critical approval from access media publications. And we know this, in a way, because if we listen to the shareholder conference calls, these companies don't report on what general audiences review the product as. They focus on what journalists and critics say about the products. My friends, the marketplace used to be that a company produced a product in order to solve problems and satisfy a specific target market, with the goal of making as much money as possible on said product. But inside of that logic, the customer has all the power. A business has to win customers over, and then they have to keep those customers. You had to make good products in order to keep making money. And somewhere along the timeline, the polarity shifted. These entertainment companies got so large and so powerful, so smug, that they think they don't need to listen to their customers anymore. They believe they've ascended to a place in the stars where, for the sake of simply publishing a game, it will generate hundreds of millions of dollars. And for a short time, towards the end of the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 era, that was somewhat true. But at least the games were still a certain caliber of quality. Move into the Xbox One era, and we kicked off the timeline with Microsoft getting too big for their britches, trying to force customers to buy a Kinect with their consoles, and aiming for a parasitic relationship to control everything on the user's television. The market, of course, clapped back on this, and in a lot of ways, Xbox hasn't been the same since. But there are a lot of companies that have fallen into that same smugness and pridefulness, similar to Microsoft in that last example. And this year has finally been where that polarity has started to, maybe not shift, but has certainly started to rattle. What happens next in the corporate timeline will be fascinating for all of us to watch. Here's a list of games that have financially flopped in 2024. Horizon Zero Dawn Remaster, Until Dawn Remaster, Skull and Bones, Concord, Suicide Squad, Star Wars Outlaws, Final Fantasy Rebirth, Dragon Age Veilguard, Hellblade 2, Prince of Persia Lost Crown, Dustborn, Visions of Mana, LEGO Horizon Adventures, and plenty more, I'm sure. You'll have to let me know in the comments what I missed. And it's like, that's a lot of games. That's a tremendous amount of investment dollars to make those games. And there are genuinely hundreds of millions of dollars invested, copious amounts of jobs for developers involved, and the stakes of a company's brand reputation on the line. It's truly fascinating to me to see just how blind and arrogant these companies have all become. As I look at the lineup of what's left to come out this year, it seems like Indiana Jones: The Great Circle is the last big AAA title to release, and I don't know a damn soul who is actually excited for it. I have a feeling it will underperform like the rest, which would mean there are two giant failures for Lucasfilm in gaming this year alone. Okay, well, what else is going on in the entertainment sector? So, in case you're unaware, the places where you get your news from, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, they are all owned by the same companies making movies and television. Lots of people still don't know this. ABC is a Disney company, so they're the ones reporting the news, and they're also making the entertainment content. You wonder why the concepts in the news media reports align similarly with all the movies and TV, right? Well, that's because they're the same damn company. I wouldn't trust a thing coming out of their mouth. Okay, well, what about gaming? Well, IGN is owned by Ziff Davis, which owns a ton of other access media brands. All the publications you've read for gaming news are owned by a larger conglomerate. All of them. Even Kotaku, which is one more bad week away from being stripped for parts. And you know what's interesting about all this news media? From CNN to the Mary Sue, they have no power anymore. Remember the polarity shift from before that I said? The influence that these access media platforms have is dwindling. This is what we call a market correction. It means they've lost the trust of the primary buying population, which also means people are finding alternative ways to stay informed. This is a healthy thing in any marketplace. What else is going on? Well, the Game Awards just posted the 2024 nominees, and they featured Elden Ring's DLC as a full-fledged Best Game of the Year contender. Now, I don't care about the reasoning. Elden Ring already won Game of the Year, and this is a DLC. Even if it's the size of a full game, on technicality, it's a DLC. It shouldn't be a contender to possibly win Game of the Year again. And we know how bought and paid for Jeff Keighley is. We all know it. It costs $250,000 for a company to host a trailer for their games at his shows. The entire Game Awards company is a marketing ploy to sell advertising on. None of it's real, and we shouldn't trust anything that the Game Awards says. The Game Awards, as it stands, relies on people with the largest pocketbooks buying awards to get more access media credibility. Things look kind of bleak, huh? Or at least that's how all of this sounds. And I want to be clear, this is never going to be a black pill channel. We must, and this is a skill that I invite you to practice at home, we must define the problems in order to seek solutions. There's no reason to be complaining about something unless you're seeking a solution. Personally, I like to talk things out. That's just my process. Well, what do we do? It looks like everything is falling apart, or it's all corrupt. It's all broken and bastardized by idiots in suits that don't understand who we are. What do we do now? Firstly, stop buying. A quiet protest of sorts. You close your wallets and stop buying from companies that disrespect you. Well, that's easy. What else? Support companies that are indie or small or startups that do have your morals and standards in mind. The Game Awards might be for access media shills, but there's no reason there shouldn't be a Game Awards show for fans, by fans. Go check out the real Game Awards that Side Scrollers is doing. Rotten Tomatoes might be corrupt and slanted, but there's no reason there shouldn't be a review platform for fans. Come join me on Criticless. These are startup operations from people who are just as fed up as you with how dog shit everything has become, and decided to say, damn it, I'll do it myself. And there's inspiration in there. Inspiration I want to send to you. The third thing you can do is something for yourself. Many people have dreams or aspirations, things they want to do, accomplish, or achieve, and they don't do them. They don't even try. It could be as grand as making your own video game. That's great. or simply cleaning up your room. I don't know what your dreams are, but I know you have them. And I know for 95% of you watching, you're not pursuing them. You're floating through life, consuming the entertainment slop that we've been given for the last 10 years. I spoke earlier about market correction. You are the market. The market is you. You can beat them. You could beat them all, but you have to do something about it. Choose not to give them any more money. Choose to support those that are fighting back against a corrupt machine. And choose to do something yourself to make a difference in your life. Many people wait around thinking they need some kind of permission to be creative or pursue that vision of a future they see in their dreams. Consider this video your permission to go do something. Go create something. My friend, you're going to die. It's going to happen. We all do. I don't know when it will be, but it will happen. The graveyard is the richest place in the world because it is filled with all the ideas and dreams of good people who never brought those ideas into reality. All the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled. Don't be one of them. We talk a lot about the entertainment industry collapsing, and to some it's just noise and it makes good content. But to me, it's exciting. Because it means the window is opening for new minds, new voices, and new people to break in and make real a whole new world of ideas and creations. It's a point of disruption. My friends, right now we are in the age of disruption. The window is open, but it's never open for too long at one time. My friends, thank you for joining me for this pondering video. If you liked the video, please hit the like button. If you're new here and you want to see more from me, consider hitting the subscribe button. This video is very important. I think a lot of people need to see it. So I'm actually going to ask you, please share this video with someone that you think needs to hear this message as well. I will personally be supporting the indie startup and small companies, some of the ones that I mentioned here, and many more. And I invite you to do the same. And so I'm going to leave links below for those two that I mentioned. And if there are some other ones that you know of, let us all know in the comments below. Until next time, create, innovate, inspire. May the force be with you, because, well, unfortunately, Star Wars is dead, but may the force be with you. And for the love of God, cancel Disney Plus. Okay, bye-bye.